When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right, so I have this. I came across the story about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Back in November, there was a chef named David Chang, and he became the first, well, I should say the first celebrity contestant to win by answering the 15 questions that we're going to try to go through, okay? I'll tell you which questions he used lifelines on, okay, and give you the same information that he got, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to try to fly through these, and everyone can play along at home, okay? $100 question. Okay. What common physical trait takes its name from a Bible story set in the Garden of Eden? Widow's peak, Adam's apple, pigeon
Adam's
toad.
Apple.
There you go. Okay. For $200, when typed into your web browser, which of these URLs will reroute you to the Clorox website? Beds.com? Bleach.com.
Books. Bleach.com.
There you go.
This is fast money, guys. We're moving. We want to bank this.
$300. Which of these animals cannot jump? Rabbit, kangaroo, elephant, frog.
Elephant, final answer.
Okay. $500 at stake here. At a fair when she was 10 years old, what did Amelia Earhart ironically dismiss as not at all interesting? Automobile, tractor, bicycle, or airplane?
Airplane.
Okay. We're on to $1,000.
Come on, big money.
Children who eat their entire dinner are said to belong to what exclusive organization? The Clean Plate Club? The Silver Spoon Society? The Order of the Fork? The Butter Knife League?
The Clean Plate Club, that's my final answer.
Okay, for $2,000, Cindy Crawford once said, if I was designing my face from scratch, I don't know if I would have designed it with the what effect? Cleft chin, unibrow, mole, or buck teeth?
Mole, yep. Final answer.
By the way, I don't know the answers.
Oh.
You have to get it right to move along, okay?
Oh, okay.
$4,000 up for grabs here. According to Travel and Leisure magazine, what is the only state in the U.S. where seeing the Northern Lights is highly likely. Highly likely. We got Florida, Alaska, Rhode Island, or Nevada.
I'm going to go with Alaska.
Me too.
Final answer.
You got it? Which of these movies is a sequel?
Do we think I got it? Like, is it revealing the answer? Okay.
It won't
okay.
move on to the next one unless you get it right.
Okay. So we are 66 right now or whatever. All right.
Okay. So David elected to ask the guest, okay, who gave him the answer to this. Which of these movies is a sequel? The Sixth Sense? 8 Mile? Apollo 13? Why did he need to ask the guest? Or 102 Dalmatians.
Oh, my word. He had to ask a guest. He should have been eliminated from the show at this point. 102 Dalmatians.
You got it. $16,000 here. Used in a famous psychological test, klaxography is the art of making images from what? He also asked the guest. Okay, so klaxography. Is it charcoal? Pieces of glass? Letters of the alphabet or ink blots?
Ooh. I'm uh, I Now, I brought my Professor Higginsby here, and he is so reliable. I'm not going to go to you yet, Higginsby. Stay awake, all right? We're in this for the long haul. I'm going to go Ink Blot's final answer.
Yep.
Come on.
You got it.
Wow.
All right, here we go.
Steve.
If you're willing to spend a few Emirati dirhams, you can go to the observation deck of what world landmark? The Leaning Tower of Pisa?
No.
Shanghai Tower?
I don't think so.
Burj Khalifa?
Yes, but let's hear the fourth one.
Taj Mahal.
We're going to go Burj Khalifa, final answer, full confidence.
You got it.
Come on, man.
Woo, Steve!
How much money am I at?
You're at 64. Well, wow. You will be at 64,000. You have $32,000 right now. You could double that, okay?
I have to be honest. I almost banked this and walked away at 400. Okay. Bird in the hand.
Okay, if you're just joining us, we are answering the questions that a celebrity winner of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire had to answer. Okay, Steve is doing very well. A 2019 online article titled "Who's Highest Paid in Your State" revealed that the highest paid public employee in 40 states has what job? Superintendent, judge, governor, or coach?
Okay, so I'm going to think through this one. My gut, by the way, is judge. My gut is judge. Superintendent could be high up there, but I feel like unions would keep that in order. Mm-hmm. So too, governor, public office. I just think it's always makes a little less than you might assume, considering the responsibility. Coach, there are too many coaches worked in there that are getting paid birdseed. I'm going to go with judge. Without a lifeline, that's going to be my final answer.
Okay, I'm torn between judge and governor.
I'm calling coach. Are you talking like a coach? Could it be like a public university of a football team?
Because
PJ Fleck makes some pretty good money.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell. I know.
All right.
That's too broad.
Hang on.
You're saying judge, huh?
Shoot. Well, hang on a second. Grant really just fried my waves there.
This could be the end of the road for you.
Okay, let me think about this before I lock this in. He is right about that. Can you rephrase the question?
Rephrase it or reread it?
The second part. Say this.
A 2019 online article titled, "Who's Highest Paid in Your State?"
Okay, not by your state.
"Who's Highest Paid in Your State?" Revealed that the highest paid public employee. Public.
I'm going to go judge. That's my final answer. I'm going to lock it in. And if it's the end of the road, honestly, money can't buy happiness.
Well, if it's not judge, it's going to be governor, right? So I'm clicking on judge. Here we go. You were wrong.
Son of a bee.
No, wait. It was coach.
It was coach.
Boom.
What? Higher
Grant's
paid
right.
than a judge?
Think yeah, about some of these. He's thinking about PJ Fleck makes millions.
Nick
every
Saban,
state. Yeah.
All these guys, these southern states, these football teams are gods.
All right. Grant was my lifeline, so I went with him, so I'm still going. This for $128,000.
All right. Let me see if it'll allow me to still go. Nope. You're done.
The
all
game
right.
Is
retry
over.
Last question. Here we go.
Okay.
Coach is the
coach.
Answer. Okay. Here we go. You want to make $125,000?
Yes, with every fiber of my being.
In a historic 2020 splashdown, astronauts returned safely to Earth in a reusable SpaceX capsule named for what Peter, Paul, and Mary song? This is right up your alley.
That was my first concert.
David, by the way, chose to ask the host. Let me see what he put. Okay, here are your choices. Puff the Magic Dragon.
That's what I like.
Okay. If I Had a Hammer.
Okay.
This Land Is Your Land.
Hmm.
Or The Marvelous Toy.
I don't think that those last two, I don't even know if those are Peter, Paul, and Mary songs.
Mm.
Maybe they are. I could be wrong. Marvelous Toy makes sense because it was fun and it went to space and came back.
Mm.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for sort of some hints out there. Puff the Magic Dragon, I know that song. I wonder if that might be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Or The Marvelous Toy.
Mm-hmm. Pick
one. Puff the Magic Dragon, final answer.
You got it.
Come on, man.
Yeah! Woo!
All right.
Steve!
Hey, to all my bosses who have ever hired me, I quit!
For $250,000.
shoot.
A nationwide tradition that started in 1974. Millions of people in Japan celebrate Christmas by eating from what U.S. restaurant chain?
I think it's going to be McDonald's.
Not a choice.
Good deal.
Pizza Hut, Denny's, KFC, or Red Lobster?
You know, it's funny that you say Denny's. There is a scene in The Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Where he burns the turkey on Christmas Eve. They go to a Denny's. It's always open. I'm going to say Denny's final answer.
All right.
It all comes back to Tim Allen.
You're wrong.
Pizza Hut.
Mm-mm.
One of the other ones.
Let's go. KFC. Yeah. Woo. All right. For $500,000.
Okay.
Auctioned for over $3 million in 2014. The most valuable comic book ever sold features Superman on its cover doing what?
I think acid, but I'll hear the responses first. What are my options?
Saluting the American flag. Breaking free from chains. Lifting a car over his head.
Images.
Or sitting on the moon. $3 million, 2014.
It feels like breaking free from chains feels like it could be it. No, I don't think so. I'm talking it through here. I mean, saluting the American flag is a patriotic thing to do. Sitting on the moon is interesting. And lifting a car over your head.
Very Superman-like.
No. Saluting the American flag. But I'm thinking, again, if you're lifting a car over your head, that's crazy. I'm going to go with that final answer. That's my gut.
How'd you know?
Is
oh,
it?
My God. All right. You made it to the end. Let's wrap this up.
For $1 million.
Although he and his wife never touched a light switch for fear of being shocked, who was the first president to have electricity in the White House? I feel like you did this as a fun fact not that long ago.
I feel like I did too.
David chose to phone a friend.
Okay.
Here are your choices, Steve.
Okay.
Ulysses S. Grant.
No.
Benjamin Harrison.
No, I don't think so.
Chester A. Arthur. Who's that?
That's not a fake person.
Or Andrew Johnson.
Oh, man. I do not think I did this one. Because the one that I was thinking about was an Eisenhower fact.
My big money, big
okay.
money.
All right. I'm going to say, you know, Ulysses S. Grant, I don't even think electricity was around when he was alive. The other Benjamin Harrison is an interesting option that I'm leaning toward. The Chester McChesterton wasn't a real president. And then the final one, Andrew Johnson, who had his day on the $20 bill. I'm going to go with Benjamin Harrison. I'm going to lock this in so hard that you'll never be able to unlock it. Final answer.
You just won $1 million. Woo, Steve Patterson. That is incredible. Wow, we could have better fanfare than that.
Yeah, a school one bell ding.
Scam.
Hey. That's a better bell.
Hey, you know what? That's pretty good. There you go. Pew, pew. Way to go, Steve Patterson. You would have won $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I feel like you see how you could get through it if you had a couple of good lifelines.
Yeah.
You need a few good ones.
I wonder how they get away with calling lifelines who are not in your presence. Can they have a Google machine in front of them?
How did they monitor that back in the year 98, 99 when Regis was doing it?
Good question. I think they give him such a limited amount of time. I don't know. Because now you can do Skype, you know, so you can see what the person's doing.
Skype.
Anyway. We got to go. That was fun.